It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. Hope you're enjoying this overcast Tuesday afternoon. We are live in Studio 1A. Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove are our engineers, and we'd like to welcome Adia Victoria, who hails from Nashville these days, I do believe.
That's true.
All right. And she's in town tonight playing indoors at Stubbs, which is a nice, intimate venue. And she's touring behind a new album that's just been out a couple of weeks called Beyond the Bloodhounds. Is there a significance to the title?
There is. I got that title after reading Incidences in the Life of a Slave Girl by Harriet Jacobs. And she talks about what freedom meant for her was getting she and her children beyond her master's bloodhounds to the north. And I just, it just kind of like hit me in my gut. And I was like, name of album, done.
All right. Well, it's good to have you here. Can we ask you to do a tune for us?
Absolutely. The song is called Horrible Weather.
And when the wind blows. blows cold, it blows awful hard. Be still my heart, be still my heart. It's horrible weather, it ties me together to you. It ties me to you. Play a foreign band.
We are live in Studio 1A this afternoon here on KUTX 98.9 with Dia Victoria. And that was kind of an ominous tune called Horrible Weather from her new release, Beyond the Bloodhounds. So there have been a lot of kind of descriptions of what your music is. Southern Gothic seems to be a popular one. How would you describe the music that you do?
Mine? I was influenced a lot by blues, earlier blues artists like Victoria Spivey, Skip James. I like how they dealt with themes of darkness, but with a humor to them. It was never in a woe is me kind of way. And if it was, it was tongue in cheek. But as far as like descriptors like Southern Gothic or country or all this, I leave that to everyone else, and I just let my music grow into what it wants to be.
Mm-hmm. Growing up, did you hear the blues either in your home or out and about or on the radio?
I mean, I heard the blues. I saw the blues everywhere. I grew up in South Carolina, but I didn't start listening to them until I was about 21. Mm-hmm. That was my first introduction to the blues with like the White Stripes and then the Black Keys. And I was interested to see like where these guys learned and who their influences were. And it just kind of led me back through history about 90 years. Mm-hmm.
So you grew up in South Carolina. How did you end up in Nashville?
Well, a very roundabout way. Tried out New York. I tried out a few stints in Europe, Atlanta. And then when the recession hit in 2007, my mother and my sisters moved to Nashville for better job opportunities and whatnot. And I was living in Atlanta at the time, and I followed them in 2010. I wasn't doing much in Atlanta. And my mom was like, you need to come be with your family. So I moved to Nashville.
Mm-hmm. And that's worked out. Mm-hmm. Okay for you?
I mean, it's all right. It's got its charms.
So are you on the road a lot? I know you were through Austin recently for South by Southwest.
Yes. We are in the middle of touring right now in support of my debut album. The tour is called the Me and the Devil Tour. It's taken from a Robert Johnson song. Mm-hmm. Kind of wanted to show people my interpretation of the blues and kind of channel this dark energy, I guess, that I have into something productive. And we're going to be on the road for the rest of the summer, running over to London and then all over North America.
All right. Well, best of luck on the tour. So do you listen to a lot of Robert Johnson?
I do.
Yeah. It's interesting. I was, never mind. But yeah, that's about me, and we're here about you. So Me and the Devil Blues, that was one of his best. Mm-hmm. So I understand also that you write poetry.
I do.
And is that, how does that interface with your music? Do a lot of your poems end up being songs, or is that kind of a separate?
Well, I think for me, I think there's a musicality intrinsic in words and the way that I hear them, and sometimes the rhythm will just remain a poem. And sometimes I can hear further musicality in it. And that's when I grab my guitar and go, okay, let's find some chords. But I started writing poetry when I was about 5. I read Bad, Bad Black Sheep. Mm-hmm. And I loved the way that the poem was like a song. And after that, I was just obsessed with writing rhymes. And at 21, I was given my first guitar. And I was like, well, let's see what I can do to make these poems more vivid. And that turned into songwriting for mm-hmm. me.
And I understand you're a fan of Flannery O'Connor.
I am.
Does she kind of affect your writing?
I think she affects my perspective as a Southern born and raised woman. I grew up extremely religious in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and Flannery, she kind of allows me to put my upbringing in context. I'm able to learn a lot more about my beliefs other than what I was taught in my Bible class, and she does it also with a sense of humor, and she's like a shade queen. She's so shady.
We're here this afternoon with Adia Victoria, who's playing tonight indoors at Stubbs. And she has a brand new album out called Beyond the Bloodhounds. Could you take before you do the next song, could you take a moment and introduce your band?
Absolutely, I'd love to. On keys is Alex Caress. Bass and synth is Jason Harris. On guitar is Mason Hickman. And drummer is Tiffany Minton.
All right. Thanks to all of you for coming. We get you to do another tune?
Absolutely. The song is called Mortimer's Blues, and it's about my deceased cat, Mortimer. Thank you.
girls just say to me, Adia, you're not like the other girls. And they said, you're so pretty, why won't you smile? But I got some things on my mind I don't much feel like smiling about.
Adia Victoria live in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9, a tune she wrote about her deceased cat called Mortimer's Blues. And it's a song that appears on their new album, Beyond the Bloodhounds. You'll be at Stubbs indoors tonight.
That's true.
And then out on the road.
Yep.
All right. Well, best of luck.
Cheers. Thank you.
Yeah. Good to have you here. Thanks for coming in. And
it's our pleasure.
Hopefully we'll see you back here again sometime soon.
Bye, Austin.
We're going to close out the live portion, but the band's going to stick around and do one more tune, and the whole three-song set will be up online within 24 hours on our website at kutx.org, along with some video as well. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman have been our engineers this afternoon. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'm around till 2. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.
Her story, you live. black